Steve Lassman is a head basketball coach for the Winston girls. They finish up the Gallatin tournament tonight and will finish up after getting a last-second shot down against Maysville on Wednesday. And they'll be playing Polo tonight, but open against South Harrison, coach, and open a week ago Tuesday. South Harrison ended up winning it pretty comfortably. And again, you know, you talked about where you're at kind of in terms of experience level and the situation specifically. Limited experience and experience that you do have at this point is in vastly different roles. And a South Harrison team that provides some matchups that are kind of unique also in the fact that they've got some size, in fact, even size off the bench, and really a couple playmaking guards too.
Well, South Harrison, the bigs didn't bother us. Their guards were outstanding. Coach Wilhelm's two daughters are very good players, and they pressed us half court, and we couldn't get the ball down the court. I mean, it was simply that we're very young, inexperienced team compared to what they've had here in the last few years. And they gave us a lot of trouble. And they beat us bad, and they were just a better ball club than we were. They knew what we were weak at, and they attacked us on it. And they deserved to win the game by 30, because that night they were 30 points better than we were.
Okay, the first
there really wasn't much we could do, to be honest with you.
First round of the Gallatin tournament, though, was Hardin Central. It was the third seed, and they're the new team that's coming into the tournament. So, you know, whether early in seeding tournaments anyway, I don't know how accurate that those actually get. But, yeah, you know, the spread wasn't quite as much this time. Was the game different than what it was with South Harrison?
Oh, yeah. I think we were more competitive, but they pushed the ball down the floor on us. And it really caught our kids off guard. We're still learning. My point guard is a true two, but this year she has to play point for us, and it's a big adjustment for her. Because she's more of a scorer, but now she's got to be a point guard. And they pushed the ball on us and caught us with our guards not being back enough. And every game right now for our girls is a learning experience. We learned that we have to adjust to the press. Hardin Central taught us we have to get back on defense. And right now we're learning game by game. The game we played Maysville, we learned that we have to run an offense. And tonight, again, you know, Polo, of course, will give us another challenge where they scored 58 points the other night. For us, we haven't scored 58 points in a week. So we're going to have to keep the score low. That's our goal coming into tonight's game, is to play as low a scoring game as we possibly can. And our girls understand that we're going to have to win games off to our defense.
And then how
so we work a defense an hour a day.
How did you keep the score as low as what you had in Maysville? Because if you're going to keep games in the 20s, that's generally going to give you a chance.
Well, that's what Mike told the girls last night, we don't want a game to get over 40. If they score over 39, 40 points, we're in trouble. And I think our remedy is to run an offense, because when you run an offense, you waste clock. And that's our goal. Our goal is to bring the ball down and run an offense, let the clock run, and we feel we do that, we can be very competitive. We're not looking to get into a run-and-gun game with anybody. Because if the game gets to 40 or 50, we're going to be in trouble. I mean, that's just the nature of the dog this year. I really feel our girls can compete with anybody if we can keep the game in a low-scoring game. And that's our goal.
And then with Maysville, I assume that game was close most of the way then, right?
It was a fun game. It was a fun game for our girls. It was the first game that our girls have been, you know, having a chance to win. And so it was a good game. And that's what we want. We want our girls to try to keep the score low, to give us a chance in the fourth quarter to win. But we have to do certain things. We have to be able to break the press, and we have to be able to get back on defense. Those are two things that we work on more than anything else in practice. And if we can do those things, I think our girls can be successful.
So then would Polo be like, like Hardin Central was in the fact that they want to push the ball?
I think so. I think they're going to be a lot like Hardin, where they have some size and they have a guard who's a very good player. And I think they're going to try to push the ball on us, and I think they're going to press us. I think everybody will. And the better we get at handling those things, the more competitive we'll be. And I really see a lot of improvement in our girls, just the little things in practice. I see things, you know, learning how to play help side defense. We're starting to pick up on that much better. And I think our program right now is a process in work. We have a lot of, you know, our team, out of our eight girls on our team, we have five sophomores and a freshman.
So defensively then, if you're giving up some points in, you know, transition, you know, just, you know, struggling with ball handling, that means that you've been a decent half-court defensive team then, right?
We are. We are a decent half-court team. We make the other team work for their baskets. We just can't let teams get out in transition. That right now is a weak point for us, that teams are getting out in transition on us and scoring easy baskets. And we preach to our girls, make the other team work for everything they get. And we're getting better. We work hard at it every day. And I think as the season goes on, we're going to improve because we're so young. But so far, you know, the girls are working hard in practice. But we got a murderous schedule coming up. We got North Harrison coming up, who's a very good team. We got Grundy County coming up, who's very good. We have Southwest Livingston, who's number five in the state right now. This is what we're welcoming in here in the next 2 weeks. So we're on the grinding part of our schedule right now. And we have polo again Thursday.
That's Steve Lasmey, head basketball coach for Winston.